This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So if you remember a week or so ago, Mark, I told you that Amazon MGM Studios bought the James Bond rights.
Yeah, that's bad news.
And
what's
you were worried
now? Yes.
Well, your worrying is over. Despite speculation, an internal memo reportedly confirms that 007 will remain a British or Commonwealth male.
Male. All right, that's a start. Thank you.
Insiders say Amazon is committed to preserving Bond's legacy, although the fate of the spinoffs and prequels remain unclear. And now if you're wondering what those are, they are apparently going to do spinoff shows and prequels with Moneypenny, Q, and M. So those haven't been addressed, but James Bond is a man.
See, M has been a man and a woman.
Correct.
Yeah, that one doesn't bother me.
No.
Whatever.
That's his boss. That can change.
Yes. But wouldn't James you like Bond. To see how M became James Bond's boss? That's what they're thinking.
That's the prequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the
I'm all right with that.
James Bond boss is a man that becomes a woman who gets becomes known as M. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Great. They'll call it Bond O, right? Badoomch. Go ahead.
No.
I don't even get that.
I don't get that either.
Okay.
Bondo is the filler you use when you're fixing a car that's been wrecked.
See, you know it's not you know it's not a funny joke when you have to explain it to
everybody. I know, but I felt I needed to because Sue had no idea.
I knew what Bondo was.
Carl knew what Bondo was.
I didn't know either,
yeah,
Sue.
Thank you.
You sand it out.
Thank
mostly.
You.
You sand it off and then you cover up things that used to be there. But go ahead.
I see.
More details have come out on Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy's death.
Mark and I were talking about this at the MVC tournament.
Mm-hmm. They have been confirmed by Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department. Apparently, Betsy died on February 11th from, and if I pronounce this wrong, I apologize, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, likely contracted from deer mice. And if you want to know what that is, it's a rare infectious disease that begins with flu-like symptoms and progresses rapidly to more severe disease. And then they said Hackman passed away a week later from heart disease with Alzheimer's as a contributing factor.
Had advanced Alzheimer's, nobody knew apparently, and he wandered around the house aimlessly for 7 or 8 days, didn't eat, didn't take his medicine, nothing.
Drank water, though. He was not dehydrated.
Yeah.
He was thirsty, he just wasn't hungry.
Right. Yeah.
And the dog probably died because didn't you say the dog was in
its
kennel?
So
it just sadly starved to death, which is so sad.
Dehydration and starvation is what took the dog.
It's just a really sad, weird story.
Could you imagine walking around your house, though, with somebody dead at it and you don't know it?
He did.
The only thing is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of.
It's creepy, but if he had that severe case of Alzheimer's, it's like my grandpa went through that, and do you even realize, are you just so disoriented that you're not even really understanding what's going on, and it wouldn't, for some reason, make you think, I need to call 911 right now. Would you ever get to that point?
Let's hope not.
I would imagine you could.
And it seems kind of strange that nobody was checking on him either, though.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know the gardeners were out there.
Well,
and
the
stuff,
daughter said she hadn't talked to her dad in 2 months,
and that was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit behind Sesame Street, is facing major layoffs amid financial struggles. CEO Sherry Rollins Weston cited economic challenges, a lost distribution deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, and federal funding changes as reasons for the cuts. This move comes just after over 200 employees announced plans to unionize, seeking job security and fair pay. Sesame Street may be in a little bit of trouble.
Sesame Street is still on?
And, it was on HBO.
On HBO. Yes.
They were producing new episodes.
Yes.
Correct.
They'd be on HBO first, and then 6 months later, they'd be on PBS.
Oh, wow. I mean, I grew up watching that, and Barney.
Wow.
Barney's a dinosaur.
Barney is a dinosaur, yes, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Scientists at Colossal Labs are one step closer to resurrecting the woolly mammoth, starting with gene-edited woolly mammoth mice. These lab mice with curly, woolly coats help researchers understand cold tolerance and fur development before applying similar techniques to Asian elephants.
Wow.
Now,
those mice
dinosaurs
must have felt like they were 10 feet tall.
Well, there was a joke I saw online that from Saturday Night Live Weekend Update. They said now they just have to have a mice have sex with an elephant.
Yeah, I guess so. Aren't they afraid of mice? Go ahead.
A flaming hot Cheeto shaped like the iconic Pokemon Charizard just sold for a staggering $87,840.
Why are people so stupid?
Dubbed Cheeto Zard, the 3-inch snack was auctioned off by Golden Auctions with bidding reaching $72,000 before the fees pushed it to the total higher amount.
You were complaining about $6 eggs and people are paying $78,000 for a stale Cheeto.
That guy's Cheeto. Not complaining about eggs.
No, I probably not.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of this Cheeto. It does look like that character.
It
not that I'm
does.
Some big Pokemon fan, but seriously, $87,000?
You know it's going to be like Post Malone or somebody.
What do you
that
do,
just
put it in a shadow
this?
Box?
Yeah. It comes in one. You just leave it there, I guess.
Hang it on your wall?
Eat it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.